Welcome to Cafe Wall Street, where the devil and his accountant meet. The Gog and Magog, from about 2000 to 2008, the main dish on the menu was subprime. In 2004, about the time, Washington and the Street knew subprime was on the decline, but they kept selling out of sunshine, and nobody heard or said a word in Big Apple Town that the Board of Health would soon lock the restaurant down.
Toxic mortgages.
But somebody knew, and there can be no doubt, the maitre d', Hanky Panky, the man with the golden sack, bailed Wall Street out. There was a lot of people with golden sacks that didn't get their suits off the rack, but they knew how to play with other people's tax and keep their bonuses behind their backs with the table waiter, Bernanke Cat. Now the money has left the manufacturing ground and moved to Big Apple Town, and the job market is not so sound. Who knows if the economy will ever rebound? You know, the jobs are eastern bound. If the money stays in Big Apple Town, the Magog gets fatter, but nothing gets spreader around. Fraud, greed, and corruption are on the loose. Money is made on the computer, but nothing is produced. Making money for the sake of making money, but God's children don't get any milk or honey. Yes, Golden Sack the money, but gives little thanks. They took my bailout money and brought another bank. Became a holding company with much haste and keep blowing bubbles with J.P. Chase. They blow bubbles while shooting dice. They even jacked up the gas price.
IPO.com won't. Fraud, Coca-Cola, where's she gonna stop?